Today's reading comes from Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. This can be found in the Pew Bibles, page 59. Moses and the burning bush. Now Moses was tending to the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. This is the word of the Lord.
You can come to church for decades. You can know the Bible off by heart. You know all the words of all the songs we sing. You could be the one who the team in the local pub quiz love to have you in their team, like me, because you know the answers, or maybe you do, to the religious round. But a little experience of God, someone has said, a little experience of God is worth a great deal of knowledge about him. This morning we are thinking about, hearing about, seeing experiences of God. And just in a few moments, as Al and Georgia come up and play a prayer that we are going to sing in a few minutes' time, I just invite you, just in a few moments while this is being prayed, as an instrumental, to think, when have I experienced God recently? When has he given me a hunger or a thirst, as his word says? A hunger or a thirst for more of him? Because like Moses from that reading that we heard from God's word, Exodus 3, where we can be in a wilderness. Moses was in a literal wilderness for many years, herding another man's sheep. And he was also in a spiritual wilderness for years and years. He hadn't heard anything from God. He didn't even know he was hungry or thirsty. When have you last experienced God? How hungry or thirsty are you? He'd like to make us hungrier and thirstier for him. God is always doing something, and he longs for you, for me, to be part of it. And It is amazing when we travel to the other side of the world because we've got a sense that God is calling us there as a family. Or we travel to the other side of England, to a very wet and muddy place called Somerset, because we've got a feeling, or maybe Sev has invited us to come to Soul Survivor. Or we travel to the other side of the road in Camberwell because we've got a feeling that maybe our house group could be used in their care home. But there's a lot of people, as we saw right at the beginning of this service, young and old, who have no experience. They're in a wilderness of another kind, and God is doing something, and he is longing for you and me to be a part of what he's doing. God is doing something. He's doing something in your life. He's longing to do it. And he's longing for us to be hungrier and thirstier for that. And the great thing is you don't have to go to the Philippines or to Soul Survivor or to the care home in Camberwell, but those are all great places to go because God is speaking. He is alive. He is active. He is at work. I call it a nudge of the Spirit. That is how it begins. Moses gets a nudge of the Spirit. For him, it's in a burning bush. Kind of unusual, maybe just a one-off. And that starts with him making a step of curiosity over to this burning bush, and he starts to get hungrier and thirstier for what God is doing. And it'll take God a little while to persuade Moses to be a part of what God is doing. What does God want to do in you and through you? What does he want to do in me and through me? It's something. But how hungry are we to do it with God? A little experience of him. It's worth a great deal of knowledge about him. And this is what God says in his word. He says through the prophet Isaiah, these words, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest affair. After this service, we want to do like a visual aid of what this is all about. And we're just inviting us all, if you're free, to come and join in with food and a bouncy castle, and there's a film going on at 3 o'clock. And some of us might feel called to go to the other side of the street and just invite people along to that. Some of you have already signed up for what we've called the greatness team, helping this whole thing work. Just a little thing that could be very significant in inviting others in to this experience of God. How hungry and thirsty are we as a church to experience God when we partner with him, as Moses did? Whether it's in the Philippines, or it's in Soul Survivor, Camberwell Care Home, here today in your workplace, this is when God does his best work in us and through us. You could be in a wilderness of just real exhaustion. You could be in a wilderness of all kinds. Sometimes it's circumstances that make us hungry for God. Circumstances not of God's causing. In January, my dad dies. I'm in a place of, a wilderness, a new land. Not sure how to orientate myself. And I've got a hunger and a thirst for God as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I need his rod and his staff to comfort me. Have you been there? A few weeks before our daughter's wedding last month, another example, she loses her passport. The whole wedding is thrown into a question. We get kind of hungry and thirsty for God, not because we've become holy, but because we're actually kind of desperate. Maybe you know this situation. Sometimes it's circumstances. Sometimes it's just a barrenness. There's got to be more to you, God, than just coming to church, going through the motions, doing vicar stuff. That's me, doing your stuff, whatever you do. There is more, says Jesus. Come to me. Come to me. We're going to sing this prayer which you're invited to sing if it's your prayer. Hungry, I come to you. Hungry because you would love to be hungry for hunger, actually. Or hungry because you've got a specific question you're asking God this morning. And if this means something for you, if this is helpful, we're going to invite you during the singing of this prayer, as a sign of your hunger or thirst, Scripture uses both images, to come out to this table this morning. It's not a communion table, but it's a eating and drinking table. And as a sign of your hunger, or your hunger for a hunger, you can take a bit of bread. And if you're gluten-free, so that won't work for you, or if you prefer an image of another kind, you could take a glass of water, because we believe in the God who says, come to me. You are hungry, come to me, you are thirsty, and I'll give you, and it's free. That's what grace is. And if this morning you have got a specific thing you would love prayer for, there'll be people in our prayer team and some of our young people who are joining the prayer team this morning. I think they'll be over here and maybe at the back there. You can go and ask them to pray for you and with you in the name of the God who says, come, all you are thirsty, come to me. We believe in a God who satisfies, because God wants to do something in you and through you and in me, so that we can experience him. A little experience of God is worth a great deal of knowledge about him. As the bands come up and lead us in singing this prayer as I've described, if it's your prayer, join in with it. And if you hear God, or just sense God with a nudge of the Spirit as he nudged Moses to come to the burning bush, and Moses said, here I am. If you want to say that with Moses this morning and this helps you, you can come forward and take some bread or a glass of water as your sign of saying, here I am, Lord. I am hungry. I am thirsty for you. Whatever you want to do in me, whatever you want to do through me. Would you please stand?